Shalom Avraham Bez Hashem continue the Shmira Salosh and Shara Zachir Perik Tes, Shin number 67, where the Chavetz Chaim is continuing with the words of the Gra discussing the punishment that a person will get if he speaks Lashon Hara. And the person can ask, why do we discuss such negative things? Punishments, this, that. Let's talk positive. And that's very true. We always have to talk in a positive way. But it's also important to know the reality. The reality of the fact that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, there is punishment. And the more a person internalizes this, and the more a person realizes the truth of it, he'll also avoid it. The same way a person who, Rachman Litzlan, if he once burned his hand when he was cooking. I remember once I touched the handle of the pot. And I myself just recently told everybody, be careful, it's hot. And I forgot about it right afterwards. And I touched the handle and I burned my hand. And I was, of course, you want to be careful the next time. You want to make sure you don't burn yourself next time you cook. That's why the Vilna Gaon tells us these very powerful, scary words. That there's a punishment called Kaf Hakela. What's Kaf Hakela? Kaf Hakela, in the simple way of understanding, is where the neshama of the person is like put into a slingshot and is flung from one end of the world to the next, to the other end of the world. It's very hard for us to understand what this means, but let's just realize that it's very painful. And he explains over here, what creates the kafakela? What creates the slingshot that the person neshama is put into? It's the hevel piyu shel dvarim betalim. The Gra explains that the words of Dvar Metalim, what's Dvar Metalim? Nonsense. Conversations of nonsense. Each word of Kaf of the Dvar Metalim creates this Kaf Akela. Val Kodibur Hevel Piv, Tsarich Lis Kaleya Misaifa, Oilum At Saifa, says the Gra, that for every word of Dvar Metalim, really a person's neshama should be flung from one end of the earth to the next. The Cholze B'Dvarim Yisayrim. What we just spoke about was Dvarim Yisayrim. Nonsense, extra words of whether it's politics or just what they call shtuyot. Ridiculous things. Aval B'Dvarim HaAsurim. But when it comes to Dvarim Asurim, for example, Lashon Hara, Late Sonos, Shuas, Nedarim, Machloikis, Klolois, if a person's involved with any of these very strict issues of Lashon Hara and making fun of people, mocking things, and Shuas swearing and oaths, Nedarim, and Klolos and cursing, and even more so continues the Gra, Obaprat, Bebesek Neses, if a person does these Dvarim Asurim in Shul, on Shabbos, or Yontif, Yontif could be Shabbos also. He's explaining how each of these cases, the severity of it gets worse and worse. Let's give an example. Before we continue, let's give an example. Let's say a person, he takes a chocolate wrapper. He's eating a chocolate bar. He drops it on the floor. And there's no littering. You can't litter. And he gets a fine. $100, $150, $300, whatever it might be. Let's say a person's going to the White House. And he takes a tour of the White House, and he sees there's some chocolate on his hand, because the chocolate bar is melting in his pocket. So he takes his hand, and he smears it, wipes it all over the wall of the White House, which makes it not white anymore. And then he takes his wrapper, and he drops it on the floor. And we can assume that the fine of a person doing this, of vandalizing the White House, would be worse and then just stomp any street in the United States of America. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim is doing here as well. Rather the Gra. He's bringing here and saying it in each case, the Dvar Metalim is bad. Lashon Hara is even worse than that. Speaking Lashon Hara on Shabbos, or rather speaking Lashon Hara in the Shul, and then on Shabbos or Yontif. Al Elu, Tzorich Leiri L'Sho'ol L'Mata Harim Ma'oi, the person has to realize that he is going to be going down if a person speaks these Dvarim Asurim. It's a horrific punishment. And a person cannot begin to contemplate how much suffering there is for even one word of these Dibur Masurim, this forbidden speech. Now the Gra says, Okay, so maybe not every word will be calculated, not every word will be repeated. So to that he brings that there are malachim bali gadfin. We have malachim, these winged angels. Holchin tamid etzel kol adam v'adam ve'en nifrodin mimenu. They're always right there, right now, next to each person. And they never leave a person's side. V'koyisrin kol dibur v'dibur. And they write down every single word that the person says. These are scary words. As he brings the pasuk in Koheles, ki oyif ha-shemayim yodlich ez ha-kol u'bal k'nefayim yagid ofar, that the oyif ha-shemayim, the malach, as we discussed this also by a recent Tehillim shir, that the malach, he brings these words up to Shemayim. Al titein espicha lachtis bisarecha v'al tamil lefnei ha-malach ki shgogu hi. A person has to be careful not to let his mouth harm his body. Ad kan l'shon ha-gro. This is the end of the gro. These are very scary words. Sometimes people might say, why are you scaring people? The first thing I want to tell you is that there's always tshuva. Not that there's always tshuva, but even more than Hashem wants us to do tshuva. It's not like, oh, last resort. No. Hashem says, okay, you know what? You spoke Lashon Hara. It's horrific. And we have to know it's horrific. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim brings down this gra. That we all have to know how serious it is to speak Dvarim B'Teilim and to speak in Shul, Chas V'Shalom. You mamish really have to eradicate this machal of speaking in Shul. And speaking in Shul on Shabbos, it's horrific. Let's remind ourselves that even if a person did this, there's ein dover oim b'fnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. I want to make sure I say this because people shouldn't feel any hisrashos. People shouldn't feel like throwing the towel and giving up hope. That's why on one hand, we have to make sure we understand the severity and the seriousness of what the Gra is saying. On the other hand, let's realize if a person might have, in his past, spoken on Shabbos, Dvarim B'Teilim, Lashon Hara, in Shul, as we just spoke about how serious this is, realize there's always tshuva and we can do proper tshuva.